morning, church. How are you all doing today? Good. God is good. And all the time. Are we all happy to be in the house of God? For the first time, I think I'm preaching using a laptop. I am old school, so I like to use paper when I preach. So today I have a laptop. Let's pray. God, we thank you that you are our God, you are our King, you are our Father, and you love us, and you care for us, and you have amazing plans for each and every one of us in here. God, I'm just a vessel standing in front of your children to share your word. I pray in Jesus' name that as I share your word, you explain it even way better through the power of the Holy Spirit. I pray, Spirit of God, that as we move from here, as we go on with our lives, we be encouraged, we be challenged, we grow more in knowing you. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. So, I'm excited again to be back here to share the word of God. And I want to thank the Christ Central Leadership Church for awarding me this opportunity to share the word of God. And I always want to say this, that I know there's so many amazing people, talented people, people who have walked with God way longer than me, who could be standing here to share. But I want to thank the leadership for entrusting me with this. It doesn't make me any better, and I don't know it all. So, thank you for that. And I want to thank you as a church for your love, and for your kindness, and for always smiling to me whenever I say your word of God, and for responding, too. And sometimes I know I kind of like, hit some people and say, can you come and do this, or mention some people's names. But you've all taken it well with smiles. That keeps encouraging me to do more. Right. I know some people have warned me not to do that. So anyway, so today I want us to talk about a title that says Enduring Trials with God. And we're going to get our scripture reading from Psalm 66, verse 12. So if you look at that title, it says Enduring Trials with God. Not by yourself, but with God. Right. So, I was trying to find a better way to introduce it, but I kind of like have a serious way of introducing it. So let's go. So let's move to the next slide. So I say, in life we all face trials. We all face challenges, you know? And I asked those questions there, right? Maybe do you sometimes feel like giving up being a Christian? Or sometimes do you feel like stop coming to church? Or sometimes you think God is not hearing or answering your prayers? Or maybe have you stopped or you have stopped reading your Bible and praying? Or maybe sometimes you wonder and ask yourself this question, if God is in control, why are so many things happening around us? Or sometimes do you feel defeated or tired? I could have gone on and on and put a lot of questions there. I have felt that in my few years of walk with God, where sometimes I feel defeated, where sometimes I feel tired, where I look around and I'm like, God, are you really there? You know, as some of you already know, I am from Zimbabwe. We have been, our country has been experiencing challenges as long as I could remember. So that means it's 30-something years. And for all those 30-something years, people have been praying, seeking God. And sometimes almost, I remember somebody was saying, oh, it almost seems like the more we pray, the worse it gets. You know? But I'm here to also encourage you that trials are there. Tribulations are there. And I don't want to sound like a pessimistic person. Probably it's going to continue to be part and parcel of our life as long as we are children of God. But in all this, there is hope. You can move to the next slide. In all this, there is hope. So if you read in Psalm 66, verse 12, the word of God says, "You let people ride over our heads. We went through fire and water, but you brought us to a place of abundance." So in the midst of challenges, in the midst of pain, in the midst of discouraging situations, God always brings you to a wealthy place. God always brings you to a place of abundance. Now, if you look at that verse there, when it talks about the allowing people going over our head, it means that it could signify maybe oppression or overwhelming challenges or adversity, you know, that the children of Israel experienced during that time as the psalmist was writing this book, you know. And we could be experiencing that too. Maybe we can be having people persecuting us or people that we trusted as friends or family or workmates. I've experienced that in my life, both in here in Canada and both when I was in Zimbabwe, you know. So also when you look at the part where it says, going through fire, it represents trials and hardships. It could be intense difficulties or persecutions or afflictions, you know, that we all go through. And I have had a fair share of my experience as a child of God growing up. But I'm here to encourage you that going through all this, there is hope. I don't know what kind of challenges you're going through as an individual. Gary might be going through his own challenges, Mark his own challenges, Debbie his own, Rebecca his own. But God always brings you to a place of abundance. God always brings you to a place of hope. When you feel like you can't take it anymore, when you feel like you can't do it, God is faithful. Just like when we were singing this song, "God, you are so good. God, you are so good." You know, God is good no matter how hard your life or the things you are going through can be. So let's move to the next slide. So I want to talk about a little bit about what are the purposes of trials in our lives. You know, we all go through this, but we also need to understand why. Probably most of us are asking ourselves, why are we going through these things? So one of the things I wrote down there is spiritual growth. And I have some supporting scriptures for you to read. I'll try not to read all of them there. You know, spiritual growth. I probably will not be here today preaching in front of you. I'm sure Mark, Gary, and Joe, and everyone who preaches, they might not be here to testify if they had not undergone that spiritual growth as a result of trials. I've experienced that. And through those challenges, I have grown. I have strived to be a better man, right? If you read there in 2 Corinthians 4:16, it says, "Though we do not lose heart, though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day, for our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all." So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but what is unseen, since what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. You know, so it's also a good moment of growth so that we can grow to know God more, so that we can be able to testify of how amazing this God is. Uncomfortable as it can be, no one probably wants to go through trials. No one wants to go through tribulation or moments of pain. But let me tell you that there is a good purpose there. You will grow inwardly. You will, the things that you experience now will not last forever. Now, if we go to the second one, it says, testimony and witness, you know. So it says, come and hear all you who fear God. Let me tell you what he has done for me. I used to sing this song that I kind of like had. I used to sing it with my sisters back at home. I'm not a musician, but we used to say, he has done for me. He has done for me. He has done for me. He has done for me what my father cannot do. He has done for me what my brother cannot do. He has done for me. You know, so when we go through these challenges, God is building a testimony in us. And the word of God says, they overcame them by the blood of the Lamb and the word of your testimony. You know, when you stand and you share your testimony, it inspires people. It challenges life. I have been inspired by the members of our life group. They share their testimonies whenever we meet on Wednesdays. And I'm like, wow. Sometimes you might think, oh, I'm going through challenges. Wait until you hear what somebody's story and how God rescued them, you know, and how God took them from that. So God is building a testimony and a witness where you can be able to stand up and tell somebody and say, this is what I went through, but God brought me to a place of abundance. But God took me through in this challenging moment in my life. You know, if you read there in 2 Corinthians 12, verse 9, it says, but he says to you, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will even boast more gladly about my weaknesses, so that Christ's power may rest on me. I think this was Paul who was writing this, that in his worst moment, in his most low moment, he felt the grace of God being sufficient for him. So again, I want to encourage you, if you're going through challenges, if you're going through discouraging moments, God is building you up so that you can inspire other people. Are we still together, Chet? I'm trying to stay within my laptop today. I can't. I'm still running away from it. I was hoping I would come and stand here and be like this, but no, I can't keep jumping. So let's keep rolling with it. Let's go to the next slide. So, demonstration of God's glory. That's one. Let me tell you, there's so many purposes, you know. There are so many reasons why we experience trials in our lives. Now, if you read in here, it says demonstration of God's glory. If you read in John 9, verse 3, neither this man nor his parents sinned, says Jesus, but this has happened so that the works of God might be displayed. You know, sometimes you might go through painful moments and you wonder why. You know, but God wants to showcase his glory through us. I know this can be very hard to swallow. This can be very hard to kind of like fathom or, you know, process in our head. But again, I keep taking you back to say, God has amazing plans for each and every one of us. His plans are not to destroy you. His plans are to give you a hope and a future. His plans are to prosper you. So if we read that scripture in here, so people were asking Jesus what had happened. But Jesus said, no, this man, no, his parents, neither, they didn't sin. So sometimes if you're going through pain, it's not like because, oh, you are the worst sinner, or you are a terrible person, And as a result, God is punishing you. No, it's not like that. But God is using that moment to showcase His glory. God is using that moment to strengthen us. I remember the time, I'm pretty sure most of us have all forgotten when there was COVID. You remember when there was COVID? My family caught COVID at the worst time. You remember how people were when we were at the peak of COVID, right? How people would, like if you caught COVID, people would make you feel bad. They would make you feel like you are not a very careless, you're a very careless person and stuff like that. I remember all of us in the house, we caught COVID, you know? And I remember Mark and Debbie and their kids coming into our house, carrying their shoveling our driveway. I remember people coming and dropping food in our house. And I was like, this is pretty good. maybe we can stay a little bit longer, you know? Anyway, so at that moment, it taught me some foundational things as I was still connecting with people in Christ Central. God wanted me to learn, not that I didn't know, but He wanted me to encourage and remind me the art of service, that, hey, you need people. You can have money, maybe, but sometimes you might not even make it to Costco or Superstore or whatsoever. But you need people around you. And here am I today. Thank God, I know some COVID took away some people, but here we are. We didn't die, and we learned some lessons through that. And one of the amazing lessons, too, I learned when we had COVID in our house, I had it the worst. You know, I was the weakest one. I was there. And Rebecca was just running around. And I was like, how are you doing it? You know, okay, let's go. You know, so the other, I love it. Just like it. Keep it up, guys. Then, the other thing that maybe God would allow us to go through trials for is to bring unity and support within the body of Christ. Right? If you read in Galatians 6, verse 2, it says, carry each other's burdens, and this way you fulfill the law of Christ. You know, so the plan of God is not just for us to come into church, walk into church, and walk out. God wants us to be a family. He wants us to carry each other's burdens. He wants us to be there for each other. If somebody is down, He wants us to lift each other up. He wants us to encourage each other. He wants us to be there as a family. So like I was saying, giving that example, that when we were going through that time, we needed that support. We needed to have people around us. And God saw that we have people who love us. We have people who care for us. So I would encourage you, church, even if you're going through trials or if you're going through hard times, don't keep it alone. Don't stay alone. Don't stop coming to church. Connect with other people. Tell them, I'm having a hard time. Pray for me. I'm in need of this. And I've seen you, Christ Central, do that. You know, I've seen, and it has always inspired me. So the last thing I'll talk about on the purpose is why sometimes we have trials is to reveal God's power in weakness. If you read in 2 Corinthians 4, verse 7, it says, but we have this treasure in the jars of clay to show that this all-surpassing power is from God and not from us. Canada is a wealthy country. Canada is a country that has money, you know, where people, they can stay home and be like, well, I don't need to go to church. I have everything. If you go to Zimbabwe, if you go to other countries I've been, it's a different story. You guys have never prayed for water here. I have prayed for water, believe you me. I don't know if that prayer makes sense to you, but we have prayed and said, I don't know when was the last time people in Canada ever prayed for rain. We have prayed for rain. God, we want to rain. Is that right? Even the president, people have been called and people kneel down and cry to God and say, we need rain. Right? And in that moment, we have seen God's power being revealed. I remember one time when I was at church in Zimbabwe. We had something that looks like a kind of like we called a kids' church, but it happened on a Sunday. And we had about close to 200 kids, and they had like a building on their own. And things were so hard. There was no water. Even the churches, they're choosing to get to that point where like they would say, maybe it's either we close the church so that people will not come to church and use the bathrooms. You know how chaotic it can be. If you come to church, you have kids, and they need to go to the bathroom, and they come to class. I don't want to go into those details and everything. So I remember one day I was in the other building where they were having like a main service church like this, and I felt moved to go to the kids' church where they were. And I got there, and I talked to the kids, and these were kids who were like young, like what you have here. And I was like, you know what, guys? Let's pray for rain. And this was during the Sunday service, right? And they all knelt down. And I was like, even if you don't know what to say, just say, God, give us rain, God, give us rain. As we were in the church service, as other people were, like, just like the kids are playing there, we prayed for rain. And within the seconds, the clouds started changing. By the time the church was finishing, people were rushing home because rain was just gushing like that. In here, you've never prayed for water, right? You've never, I don't know. I know some people maybe this year, because the snow has been kind of like slow, those like skating, maybe have been saying, God, we need more snow so that I can go skating. We have prayed for rain. Rebecca can attest to that. Katie can attest to that. So in those moments, it reveals God's power in our weakness. It shows the awesomeness of God. I could go on and talk about the purpose of trials in our lives. I just wanted to highlight that the trials are there to strengthen us. The trials are there to make us better Christians. The trials are there to move us from just eating and drinking milk so that we start eating solid food. I have my baby Miles. I look forward to him growing. I don't want him to be drinking milk all the time. You know, we are looking forward to him growing and starting to eat solid things. Now, we move on to the next slide. What can we do? Right? Number one, I say, remain committed, hopeful, and faithful to Jesus. Hello, church? Remain committed, faithful. You know, John writes it in the book of John 6:68-69, Simon Peter answered, Lord, whom shall we go? To whom shall we go? You alone have the words of eternal life. You are our only hope. We have believed and confidently trusted, and even more, we have come to know by personal observation and experience that you are the Holy One of God, the Christ, the Son of the living God. Church, let me tell you, we have no other option. Yeah, we have no other option. There might be things that look glamorous. There might be other gods that look like they can solve your problem overnight. But we have only one God who we need to trust, who we need to remain committed to, who we need to put our faith in. Even if things don't work out the way we want them to work out. Amen. Because in him, there is life. That's why when I came to Canada, I'm no longer praying for water. I did not say, oh God, there is no water. There is water here. I don't need you. No. I still need God. My heart still hungers for God. My heart still thirsts for God. And I thank you, Christ Central, that you, when I came here, you challenged me to grow. This is the place. To the young people, TikTok will pass away. If you ask some people, you know, that were there some years back, they'll tell you of the technologies that came, and it looked like the world was perfect. Hey, TikTok will pass away. Instagram will pass away. But the word of God forever stands. So don't move away from God. Don't go away from God. Don't leave the church. Participate. Be engaged. Be involved. This is where our hope is in. Hello, church? Are we together? Have faith in assurance of God's presence and protection through trials. If you read in Isaiah 43, verse 2, it says, when you pass through the waters, I will be with you. When you pass through the rivers, I will be with you. They will not sweep you over. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze. God protects us. The devil is like a roaring lion out there. He wants to destroy you. He wants to finish you. But God has assured us that he has protected us. So if God allows some things to come into our life, hold on to him. Firmly. Hold on to him. Strongly. I was inspired when we were praying the other time with Graham and Krista, for those of us who were there. And when Graham stood in front of him here to speak, his opening statement was like, God is good. What a man of faith. What a man that trusts God. You know? So what am I saying, church? Let's have faith in assurance of God's presence and protection during the trials. You know, let's also be like Shadrach and Meshach and Abednego, who were about to be thrown in the fire. They were like, we know our God will save us. But they also say, well, even if this God does not rescue us, we will not bow down to this idol. So, church, I'm here to encourage you this morning. Don't bow to an idol. Don't go away from God. Stay here. Things might not seem to be working out right now, but let me tell you, things will work out. God will bring you to a place of abundance. God will bring you to a place of certainty. The next thing I want to talk about is view trials as opportunities for growth and maturation in our faith. I've kind of like talked about this when I was talking about the purposes. It says in James 1, verse 2 to 4, consider it pure joy, brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that it's the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete and not lacking anything. God is strengthening us. I don't know where, how your 2024 has been going so far, but I've experienced a few challenges already. I don't know, maybe I'm the only one. But I've experienced a few challenges where I'm like, whew, this is hard. But every time I read the Word of God, you know, I feel energized. It's like drinking coffee. Did you all drink coffee today? Yes, I know, because of the time change, right? You know, it's like, I don't drink coffee regularly, but today I needed it. I needed it. When I came there, I was like, I hope there was coffee that's already ready at church. So, view trials as opportunities for growth and maturation in our faith. I've watched Ida grow. I've watched Zoe grow. You know, like if you're a new parent, when your child falls, you jump. You want to hold them like an egg, right? But you realize, oh no, that's how they grow, right? That's how they mature. That's how they build stamina. That's how they become strong. So Ada has fallen a few times. Zoe has fallen a few times. But now they're able to run. So let's look at it in that way. Let's move to the next slide. God can bring out good even during trials. Romans 8, it says, 8:28 says, we know that in all things, God works for the good for those who love him, who has been called according to his purpose. This has emphasized God's sovereignty and ability to bring out the good even in the midst of adversity. You know, God will, like I say, God will bring you to a place of abundance. I will not talk more about this one. And then the next one, he says, have courage and trust in God's protection. I've already kind of like touched on this one too, you know. But Daniel says, may the king live forever. My God sent his angel and he shut the mouth of the lions. They have not hurt me because I was found innocent in his sight. No, I have done any wrong before you, your majesty. We all know the story. So I wanted to kind of like look for the picture, you know. You remember, for some of you, we have seen the picture of Daniel in the lion's den, right? There was, some of the pictures I've seen, it shows the lions, and then there's a light that was coming through, right? And Daniel is always facing the light. So I'm encouraging you that even if you're going through these challenging moments, have courage, trust in God's protection, and also focus on him. Fix your eyes on Jesus. Then the next one I want to talk about is, be desperate for God's touch and presence. You know, like in this story, if you read from Mark 5, 25 to 34, it's a long text, but we know it was that woman who was bleeding for a long time. And she said, if I can only touch the hem of his garment, I'll be healed. And that miracle happened. So I'm saying to our church, when we are going through trials, if you sit down and you sleep and you roll on your blanket, I'm sorry to disappoint you. Things get worse. Hello? I hope I'm not scaring somebody here. If you just, you know, but the minute you say, God, I need you, it changes your mindset. It changes how you're feeling. It empowers you. It encourages you to rise up. So I'm saying, in the midst of those challenges, let's be desperate for God's touch and presence, like this woman who was in such a desperate position. But she said, if I can only touch the hem of his garment, I will be healed. And she shows she was healed. So when you are going through difficult moments, keep on pressing, keep on seeking God, keep on calling on the name of Jesus. I like Gary and Pam said earlier, you know, sometimes I could relate to that. Sometimes when I feel I'm overwhelmed, I just say, in the name of Jesus, you know. I know maybe some people might think I'm crazy. Rebecca used to think I'm crazy, but now she understands. It works all the time. Let's move on to the next one. Keep doing good. So when we are going through trials or difficult moments, it's not an opportunity for us to become evil people. But the Bible says in Galatians 6, verse 9, let us not grow weary or become discouraged in doing good. For at the proper time, we will reap if we do not give in. So church, I'm here to encourage us to say, when we are going through difficult moments, keep doing good. Be nice to people. Talk to people. Smile at people. Don't be like moody, because it might become a chain reaction. People might think, oh, that person is not approachable. Smile. People always ask me the question, like, where do you get this energy from? Because I'm always happy. But it doesn't mean I don't go through challenges. It doesn't. Maybe Rebecca has seen me in my work. It doesn't mean sometimes you have never seen me going like this. Whenever I'm here, I'm like, hey! And people are like, huh, what kind of energy is this? Because I've learned we need to keep doing good, right? Even if you don't feel it, keep doing good. Even if you don't see it, keep doing good. You know, that's what God desires to do. It's Psalm 46, verse 10. In the midst of the challenges, and know that he is God. When things are crossing all over, you are in the cross, at the crossroads, you are in it, everything is just so mixed up and you are so confused. Be still and know that He is God. Hello, church. Be still. Wait for His small, still voice that says, Mark, do this. This is the next step you should take. Don't panic. Don't write things on Instagram. Don't write things on Facebook. Don't scream out aloud to people who will not help you. Be still and know that He is God. And the last thing I want to talk about is keep praying and worshiping, raising a hallelujah to God. You know, church, when it's so hard that you can even feel it in your stomach, but I can't even say it. All my life you have been faithful. It's so hard. But keep doing it. Keep pressing. I had asked that they can play a video. If you're ready, let me know. Just for 2 minutes. I actually thank Tim for sharing this video behind the song. We all know the story of the song, Raise a Hallelujah, right? I just want us to play that video. And then I'll ask Gary to come forward and the worship team, and Gary will take us from here. May God bless you all.